Free skating. The 2024-25 season is coming to an end at Drylands Arena in Ashcroft, but there's still time for one more skating session, and it's free. Head over to the arena from 7 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday, March 14th for a free public skate for all ages. Skates can be borrowed for free if you don't have a pair but would like to give it a whirl. Art exposed. View the works of 70 regional artists at the Kamloops Arts Council's Art Exposed Regional Exhibition, on now through Saturday, March 15th at the Old Kamloops Courthouse, 7 Seymour Street West. It's one of the biggest art exhibitions of the year in the TNRD, and features 2D and 3D art from a wide variety of artists, ranging from emerging artists to established ones. While judging does take place, the emphasis is not on competition. Art Exposed offers community artists a chance to share their work in a professional setting, gain exposure, and receive valuable feedback, taking their careers to the next level. For more information, go to kamloopsarts.ca. Pierogi Night. Get ready for a special afternoon and evening in Loon Lake, where you can learn how to make homemade pierogies from scratch, then enjoy a pierogi feast. To take part in the pierogi making, bring your gloves, rollers, and presses, if you have them, no experience is necessary, to the Loon Lake Community Hall starting at 3 p.m. dinner, featuring pierogies, Ukraine sausage, fried bacon, and onions. Starts at 6 p.m. The cost for both sessions is $10 for Loon Lake Community Recreational and Agricultural Society members, and $13 for non-members. Dinner only for non-members is $15. Leftovers will be available for purchase on a first-come, first-served basis. Musicians Wanted. Desert Days, the best little fest in the West, will be back for its 15th year in September, and has put out a call for musicians and bands who are interested in taking part. Desert Days is a multi-genre music festival that features and promotes local musicians and bands and those from further afield. Anyone interested in performing can fill out a quick and easy application form at https://bid.ly/4hanks7t, but hurry. The deadline for applications is March 15th. Cook's Ferry Elders Dinner and Auction. All are invited to a dinner fundraiser and Chinese auction in support of the Cook's Ferry Elders, taking place on Sunday, March 16th at the Cook's Ferry Gym. Dinner is at 5 p.m. and the auction starts at 6 p.m. Dinner is $10 per person, $5 for children 12 and under, and a takeout option is available. Bring plenty of loonies for the auction, and get ready for a fun evening in support of the Cook's Ferry Elders. For more information, or to pre-order dinner, call Jolene Peters at 250-457-0567. Royal Purple Bingo. Head to the Cache Creek Community Hall on Sunday, March 16th for bingo hosted by Ashcroft Cache Creek Royal Purple. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., bingo starts at 6 p.m., and there will be a toonie ball jackpot, as well as a concession selling drinks, hot dogs, chips, and chocolate bars. Coffees on sessions take place at the 70 Mile Community Hall every Tuesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The next one will be on March 18th. The event features coffee, a by donation lunch, and a chance to get together with others for conversation and camaraderie. Anyone interested in stepping things up a bit with crafts, art, card games, and more is encouraged to bring their ideas and themselves to the sessions. If you are interested in helping out by providing soup, bread, or desserts on specific dates, call Sally at 250-395-0278. Flood Information Town Hall. The Village of Cache Creek is holding a Flood Information Town Hall on Wednesday, March 19th at the Cache Creek Community Hall, main floor. Doors open at 6 p.m., with presentations starting at 6:30 p.m., followed by discussion and an open house. Join village staff, members of council, and representatives from True Consulting to learn more about various flood-related projects in the village and ask questions. Refreshments will be provided. For more information, go to https://cachecreek.ca/email-info@true.ca, or call 250-320-8796. Suddenly One. The Suddenly One Building Connections program has returned, and takes place every other Thursday from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Ashcroft Library, private meeting room at the back. The next meeting will be on Thursday, March 20th. Suddenly One is for men and women of all ages who suddenly find themselves alone. The event will feature coffee, tea, and conversation, with people able to share their thoughts, stories, and experiences surrounding loss and living alone. There is no agenda, topics and activities are up to the participants, all in an accessible, respectful, and confidential space. There is no cost to take part, and participants can attend as many or as few sessions as they would like. For more information, email ashcroft.hospice@gmail.com. Firearms course. Ken Brown is holding a non-restricted firearms, PAL, course on March 22 to 23 at the Ashcroft Hub, for anyone who wants to get their firearms license. A few spots are open. Anyone interested should contact Brown, evenings preferred, at 250-453-9415. Clinton Rodeo Parade. Time to start planning this year's Clinton Rodeo Parade, and the planning committee is on the lookout for volunteers to help them out. If you'd like to help, or are interested in learning more, email clintonparade@gmail.com. Grief Support Library. Did you know that the Ashcroft and District Hospice Society has a free library of grief support resources for people of all ages? In addition to pamphlets and books, the Society also has contact information for organizations that can provide even more resources and support. The Society's office, at 509 Railway Avenue in Ashcroft, is open on Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for assistance outside office hours. Call 778-207-7575. Clinton Walking Sessions. Anyone who wants to do some walking but would like to stay warm and dry can walk indoors at the Clinton Memorial Hall every Monday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to noon. All adults of any ability are welcome. Just make sure to bring a pair of clean, dry shoes in which to walk. If you have a walking stick, cane, wheelchair, or walker, someone will clean it off for you. Drop in for as little or long as you like and enjoy some exercise, or just visit for a spell.